I'm pleased to be joined here today by Bob Hamilton. He's a successful entrepreneur, proud family man, a strong pro-Trump conservative. At least that's how his bio reads. Bob, for sure, I appreciate the time.
I appreciate you having me here, Brandon. Thank you very much.
Tell us a little bit about yourself and kind of how you got started first in business and then making the jump to politics.
It all started, I grew up in a plumbing family. Dad was a plumber, gave me the tools of the trade. And so in 1983, I thought it would be a good idea to start my own business. So my wife, Teresa, and I did that. And today we employ over 160 people in the Kansas City area. 3 years ago, I did sell the business. So I have time now in my life. And so I was still working there because they wanted to keep me on during the transition. But I wasn't working like I was before when I was running it. So I just look at the political landscape of what we have, and I just don't like the mess that we have, you know, up in Washington and everywhere. You know, we just keep sending professional politicians that can't seem to fix anything, and you know, that's, we need to send an outsider that can actually fix things. And that's been my whole career. You know, I'm from the business world. I have business ideas, as much like President Trump. You know, he never held a political office either, and now he's president and doing a fabulous job. You know, with this, before the pandemic hit, this economy was the best economy that I've ever seen in my lifetime. So he's done a fantastic job. That's his forte. And that's where I come from. You know, I'm an outsider. That is my forte, is business. I've created a business that hundreds of families rely on for income. You know, I've made payroll in tough economic times, and you know, I've provided health care for all of my employees. And so I've not only, you know, the business side of it, but I'm, you know, I have 12 kids. So Teresa and I have been blessed with 12 kids. And so, you know, I just think it's time to give back. You know, I answer questions to people when I tell them I have 12 kids. And obviously that means I'm pro-life. I am Catholic. We have 6 boys, 6 girls. One wife, 40 years in September, and yes, Teresa is a saint. So that's, you know, but I just think that it's very important. I love what Trump has been able to do with appointing Supreme Court conservative Supreme Court justices, and I want to be there to confirm his next appointee. I think that's a huge issue in my life. I know it's a huge issue in my life because all life is sacred and needs to be protected. I'm also, you know, we need to secure our borders. We need to build the Trump wall. I'm a big hunter. I do own a lot of guns, and I'm not for taking our guns away like the liberals want. You know, that they don't care about our guns so much as they want control. Just like everything that they do, you know, they want to give us everything. They want to give us free health care and free education and, you know, take our guns away. And what that does is they're looking for more control over our lives, which gives us less freedom. And that's what I'm fighting against. Because Trump, you know, he needs another ally from Kansas that will help him, because he has to deal with a lot of crap, you know. Luckily, I'm a plumber, and that's my specialty. So, you know, I want to get up to Washington and fix things. So if, you know, people want to hire a professional politician, then I'm obviously not the guy. But if you want to help Trump drain the swamp, hire a plumber.
As far as you mentioning being an outsider here, how do you like your chances here against, obviously everyone knows Roger Marshall already in Congress. Chris Kobach has a history of being a politician. He's a Secretary of State and former governor candidate.
I love my chances because I am an outsider and I can actually get things done. And if we keep sending professional politicians up there that can't do anything and just run around and they're not capable of fixing problems. We need a true outsider that has fixed things, and that's me. And I think people are looking for that. You know, I've built my business. I've created hundreds of jobs. We need a job creator up there. We need to get this economy going again when this pandemic when we get up on the other side of this pandemic and this fly flying around.
As far as the president's handling of the coronavirus pandemic, obviously he didn't see this coming. I don't think any of us saw this coming here, but how would you rate his handling, knowing what we hear in the news every day? I know there's a lot of critics out there, and a lot of people think he's doing a good job.
Yeah, there are a lot of critics, and they're trying to pin him with a lot of faults, but I think he did a wonderful job. You know, he shut down travel from China early on, and, you know, it's revisionist history with the liberals. They're saying that he didn't do enough, but the same people, when he shut down the people from China coming here, they're calling him a xenophobe or whatever they're calling him, you know, and it's just like, seriously? And now you're saying he didn't do enough when you were saying he was doing too much at the time. So, yeah, I think he's done a fabulous job. We didn't know what we're dealing with, and I think that we needed to shut down to, you know, level the curve, get some of our ventilators, you know, stockpiled and help us to get the vaccine going. And I think that he's giving money to certain companies to get that going by the first of the year, and I think that's going to be very important.
How do you anticipate the economy coming back here, and what will you do in Washington, D.C. to kind of help that?
Well, we need to get people back to work, for sure. And we need to do what, you know, follow President Trump's philosophies of less regulations, you know, help people to start new businesses and throw out some of these burdensome regulations that are just ridiculous. He got rid of 20 regulations for every one that got put in. So, and lower taxes, you know, when we have lower taxes in my business, it helped me to reinvest into my company so then I could hire more people. That's what grows the economy, is businesses. Government does not grow the economy. So pump more money back into businesses by lowering taxes. Get rid of payroll tax would be a great idea.
Again, we're speaking with Bob Hamilton, who's a Senate candidate here in 2020. Out here, in, as you get further west in Kansas, agriculture becomes a big concern for a lot of folks here. And I'm kind of curious on your stance on some of the ag issues.
Yeah, I think that President Trump is dealing with that and trying to get better trade deals with China, because he knows, everyone knows, all the farmers that I talk to, they know that China rigs the system. And they cheat, and they steal our technology. So we're putting tariffs on them and our grain, and 100% of, like I said, of the farmers are for that, because they know that we need to be hard with China so we can get better trade deals for everybody.
Other things in the news here, obviously the coronavirus kind of dominates right now, but there's, you know, you mentioned the border wall, and Kansas gets a lot of immigrants who come up here and work. What would you say to maybe easing visas or such for those who are here legally?
Yeah, well, I think it just starts at the beginning. You know, this has been an ongoing problem for 50 or 60 years with open borders, and we're just letting all these illegal aliens come in and flood our market. And so let's start at the beginning and secure our borders. Let's build the wall. That's the only way to really do it. Finally, President Trump says, hey, we need secure borders, so let's build this wall. I think that's very important. And then we can look at reforming immigration.
And as far as health care, that's another issue that seems right now on the back burner. Where do you stand on that, especially given the fact that a lot of us are probably going to have to at some point get a vaccine here once one is developed?
Right. I think, you know, with health care, we need to get better health care. But we need to do it with free market ideas. We do not need government-run socialized medicine. That will break our budgets, and then we'll have less care for more money, ultimately. So let's get back to free market ideas. And, you know, we need transparency in pricing, because, you know, there's a set fee that Medicare has for a certain procedure or certain drugs that they'll pay for. And hospitals will charge 10 times that amount to the consumer. And then the insurance company will just pay it. Or they'll try to get it reduced to maybe five times. But it's still five times higher than what Medicare pays. So that's why we need transparency in pricing, because I don't believe that a Band-Aid should cost $25. And that's what we're paying in a hospital. So it's just, you know, it's overpayment for a lot of things. And, you know, what I did in my company was we self-insured. So we were able to bring health insurance costs down. And, we took on a little bit more risk, but we had some stopgap insurance. It's a little complex how we did it, but we were able to buy very affordable insurance and for all of my employees, which then in turn they could buy it for their families at a reduced rate. And there's things like that that we can do for healthcare, but not with government-run socialized healthcare.
As far as we'll start seeing a lot more political ads here, probably, no doubt about it. Basically, how do you sift through the bull here as far as whenever ads come at you, attack ads specifically?
Yes, they're coming because they see me coming. So one of my candidate opponents put out there that I was pro-abortion. Seriously, I have 12 kids. He said that I was for putting bathrooms that anybody could go in. I don't even know what it's called, but, you know, I have six daughters in my 12 kids. I'm for separating bathrooms. I'm a plumber. He said I voted for Hillary. He even superimposed her picture on one of my plumbing trucks. I can't stand Hillary. I voted for Trump all the way. No doubt about that. He said I'm for liberal judges. That is ridiculous. That's my number one concern, is pro-life and getting another conservative judge out there. So they're just blatant lies. And I was surprised that somebody could just throw out a blatant lie. But evidently, if you're a political figure, against a political figure, you can do that. I guess we used to have duels. And now we just lie about it. I'm just getting all these lies thrown on me. And then the most recent one, which was an unfortunate deal, is we had hired an illegal alien, is what he said. Well, he came into our shop with false papers, so we didn't have any idea. We didn't even find out that he was illegal, and we got rid of him. And then 2 years later, they came in and investigated, and they found out that he was an illegal, which surprised us. But, you know, these kind of things happen, and I think that's why we need to stricten things up and to build the wall and secure the borders so we don't have these kind of problems coming in, and these people lying and falsifying their things for companies. But, you know, one person in the thousands of people that I've hired in the 37 years that slipped through the cracks, and then he's hammering me on it. It's like, come on.
I think people would be surprised to find out that happens a lot more frequently than we think.
Yeah, I think that's right, because, you know, they come in with false information.
Well, Bob, we appreciate the time. Any last words here before we go?
I appreciate the time very much. Thanks for taking the time out and interviewing me. And if people want to know more about me, please go to bobhamiltonforkansas.com. And it's my website. And you'll see all the things there. And you can sign up for getting on our email list. And if anybody wants a yard sign or anything, just contact us and we'll make some arrangements to get that to happen.